Gift Grub on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Brought to you by Sky. Brand new Sky original documentary, Murder at the Cottage. Coming soon on Sky.
Today FM.
About 5 days ago, this story broke about the pollsters. Didn't really get it, first of all. Fake pollsters. And then it emerges that the four main parties, like Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, Sinn Féin, and then the Greens, finally came in and said, oh, yeah, well, we did a bit of it as well. And they used to send around people who were kind of fake market research companies to survey unsuspecting members of the public. But they were actually kind of, I suppose, asking questions that might point them in a certain direction. And while it's not illegal, it would appear to be slightly unethical. But anyway, of course, Gift Grub gets on the case big time. So, Miriam, are you ready? I love the way Miriam says, well, look.
Good evening and welcome to Primetime. Well, look, fake pollsters using fake names, all from major political parties. Tonight, we uncover the truth. Piers Doherty, Sinn Féin. Hey. This was despicable behaviour.
Well, Miriam, we were the first party to admit to having conducted the polling, so I think we deserve credit.
Sorry, Piers, are you saying because you admitted to deceiving people that it makes it all right, Piers Doherty?
No, if you let me finish, Miriam, I'm saying that this was something we regret having done, and certainly it hasn't happened since 2016, so... Sorry, Miriam, can I...
Yeah, Leo Bradker, go
this
ahead.
Document suggests that Sinn Féin were up to their necks in it as little as 2 years ago.
Now, hang on, Leo Varadkar, weren't Fine Gael at this as well? I mean...
I think if you examine the facts...
No, it's a simple question, Leo Varadkar. Were Fine Gael at this, yes or no?
Well, yes and no.
What does that mean?
Well, it means yes, we were doing it, but no, we didn't know it was happening.
So you didn't know what you were doing, even though you were doing it?
That'd be Fine Gael, all right, Miriam. You're such a goody two-shoes, Pierce. No, Fine Gael is a vast organisation, mm-hmm. Miriam, and maybe people lower down in the pecking order engaged mm-hmm. in this frankly despicable behaviour outside our knowledge, while clearly Sinn Féin actively encouraged it openly.
No, that's a scurrilous
accusation, Miriam. Okay, Pierce Doherty, I'll come back to you in a second. Willie O'D. Fianna Fáil are also accused of engaging in this frankly appalling behaviour. How do you respond to that accusation?
Well, how do you mean, Miriam?
What, did you do it?
Well, of course we did it.
What?
Miriam, this is Fianna Fáil we're talking about.
But
the party of Gobo, bugging scandals, whip-arounds, blank checks, and you don't think we're capable of sidling up to a punter on the side of the street and give him an old fake name and a dodgy business card? Well, should we have that done before breakfast, Miriam?
Well, I just thought that, you know...
Frankly, I'm offended, Miriam.
I'm sorry.
I thought you'd give Fianna Fáil far more credit than that.
Well, I apologise,
Willie. 40 or 50 years experience poured into this kind of carry-on at this stage.
Okay, well, my heartfelt apologies, Willie O'D. Richard Boyd Barrett,
Miriam.
People before profit, you did it as well.
Well, Miriam, the only reason we did it is because, like, as a poor party, we couldn't afford actual pollsters.
Sorry, you're poor?
We're completely broke, like, right. We haven't got a bean.
But I wouldn't have thought that, Richard Broidberg.
Oh, yeah, I mean, we're just, like, totally poverty-stricken, like, we wouldn't have the shrap for that.
Sorry, the shrap?
Yeah, the shrapnel, like, you know, the wedge. Like, no way, Jose.
Right.
Miriam, what this...
Okay, Leo Varadkar, go on.
What this proves is that Fine Gael is the only party that can hold its head high.
But Fine Gael were at it as well, Leo Varadkar.
Well,
you only
the foot soldiers, Miriam.
Well,
nobody in the higher echelons would dream of debasing themselves with such despicable Machiavellian behaviour.
Okay, so then you'll be able to explain this CCTV footage, Leo Varadkar.
What?
This is Grafton Street in the 2016 election campaign. The man in the moustache and the dark glasses. Recognise him?
He could be anybody, Miriam.
Really, Leo?
Hi. Can I ask you who you're voting for, please, miss?
Sorry, who are you?
Liam.
And what company are you from?
Kylie Moore, Polling Bureau.
Ring any bells, Leo Varadkar?
Miriam, that could be anybody. I've never worn a moustache.
I'd probably be a Sinn Féin voter.
What do you think of Fine Gael?
Nah, sorry, your moustache.
What? Oh, sorry.
What was your name again?
It's Leroy.
Leroy?
Yeah.
You just said...
Oh, hi, Leo. I thought we were meeting for lunch.
Sorry, do I know you, pal?
Sorry?
What's going on here? He said his name was Leroy.
Leo, what with the fake mustache?
Pascal!
You guys are freaks. I'm out of here.
Can I have your phone number, please?
Get away from me!
What's going on?
Pascal, you...
And that was all the footage the Gardaí were willing to release to us. Leo Varadkar... Leo? Leo?
He's gone, Miriam. May I say that was an absolute disgrace.
Really, Piers Doherty? Recognise this footage from the ploughing championships?
What?
So, can I have your name and address, please? Yeah.
Freddie, what's wrong with that cow?
What cow?
This cow beside... That cow just said Chucky Arlaw.
No,
just look at that bleeding cow.
That's up.
Gertie Adams!
How are you? I know where you live.